everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. This past weekend, we were able to listen and enjoy General Conference. I'm always so amazed at how every talk I hear, I feel is directed towards me. And I found that so many of my friends and family members feel the exact same way. Conference is such a wonderful time to receive answers to our questions and our doubts. And so I've kind of noticed that with conference, I have this great like excitement and I'm so ready for conference and I take it all in and I love listening to the talks, you know. And then as soon as conference is over, all of that like excitement kind of dwindles away. And you know what I'm talking about, right? And so we kind of forget what the messages were and how we felt when we were sitting there listening to conference. So I wanted to talk about how we can continue to carry those messages in our hearts. And what can we do now that conference is over? How can we continue to apply the things that we've learned? It's so easy for us to feel inspired and want to make changes in our lives after listening to the powerful words spoken by our church leaders. However, as life goes on, we tend to once again become distracted with the day-to-day things. It's okay, we're not perfect, but we can take small and simple steps to make sure that we really remember what we learned and that we also can apply it. So I found some helpful ways that we can continue to live conference through our lives. And one of the steps that we can take is to pray to give thanks for the counsel and inspiration that we've received. As we show gratitude to the Lord and let Him know that we're thankful for the words that we were able to hear and that we were inspired, He will bless us to be able to remember those words, and He will bless us to find ways where we can put them into action. Also, one thing that I found is to study the conference talks again. They are posted in text and audio and video formats at conference.lds.org within days after conference. So there really is no excuse for not being able to find a conference talk. Study the messages on your own or with your family and friends. If you are unable to listen to all of the sessions of conference, be sure that you study what you missed. One other thing that has helped me in my life has been to write notes during conference. So that makes it easier when you go back and you can review your notes. Use your notes to help set personal goals, to act on what you've learned and what you've been prompted to do. And one of the last steps is to follow the prophets by obeying their counsels. Obviously, none of this matters if we don't put into practice what we're being taught. So plan ways with your family, maybe during family home evening or during the car ride, of one thing, just one thing during the week that you're going to do that applies to conference. The most important thing that we can do is to apply the talks to our lives. And one of the things that we started doing in my home was to print out several quotes from conference. Every week, we would put a different quote on our refrigerator where the whole family could see it. We would also discuss the quote during our family home evenings where everyone could share what they learned from that specific talk. This has definitely helped me and my family continue to not only remember the words from conference, but also find ways that we can apply them. Something else that has also been so helpful is listening to conference talks in my car. I go on my LDS library app and I can find any conference talk that I like. So I'll usually play them on my way to work or from work, and it helps me feel inspired as my day begins and as my day ends. So I really recommend you guys try this out and see if it works for you. President Monson urges us to study the messages, to ponder their teachings, and then to apply them in your life. I would love to hear what you learned and what most impacted you from this past conference. Also, let us know what great ideas you have to continue applying what you learned. Feel free to go visit Mormon Channel's Facebook page and you guys can send me a little message with your thoughts or things that have worked for you. I would love to read them. One last quote that I wanted to share with you by President Monson. He says, "May the spirit we have felt during these past 2 days be and abide with us as we go about those things which occupy us each day. And may we ever be found doing the work of the Lord." Remember that all of the conference talks will be available within days of conference. I invite you to visit LDS.org where you can hear and read all of your favorite conference talks. Also, remember that you can always visit MormonChannel.org for uplifting videos, podcasts, blogs, music, and more. Thanks for joining us today.